This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. On today's show, we'll remember Fred Rogers and listen back to two of his interviews with us, recorded nearly 20 years apart. Anyone who saw Fred Rogers on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood when they were young, and that's just about everybody, knows a lot about the man who died yesterday at age 74. They know he was kind and loving and trustworthy and enthusiastic and honest and, as a television star, unique. Off camera, based on the handful of times I saw him over the years, I can honestly say he was exactly the same in real life. He cared more about his responsibility as a TV personality and his audience than any entertainer or educator I ever met. By coincidence, Fred Rogers and I got involved in children's television at about the same place and time. His career as a children's TV personality began in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the puppeteer, musician, producer, and co-creator of a local TV show called Children's Corner. That show began in Pittsburgh in 1954. I began in Pittsburgh a year earlier. I was born there. So when Fred Rogers and his on-air partner Josie Carey started working together, I was right there as one of their first and youngest viewers. This was a year before the premieres of The Mickey Mouse Club and Captain Kangaroo, and from the very beginning, Rogers served up a gentle, unhurried, very different, very soothing type of TV. He never stopped. He began his own show, Mr. Rogers, for Canada's CBC in 1963. He returned to Pittsburgh and launched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as a local show in 1966 and took it national in 1968, where it's been on PBS with original shows or reruns ever since. The more TV changed, the more Fred Rogers remained the same. And the more he stood out, almost like a calm oasis in TV's vast wasteland. By the time he stopped doing original shows 3 years ago, Rogers had amassed a huge and an invaluable library of special and regular shows. Shows like this one, called What Do You Do with the Mad That You Feel?
I remember when I was a boy, if I couldn't do something very well and I'd get frustrated about it, I'd go to the piano and tell it with my fingers on the piano keys. I'll just show you. Are there things that make you angry? Do you have ways of showing you're angry? Ways that don't hurt you or anybody else? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to...
Some of the things I'll remember most vividly about Fred Rogers, though, weren't on his shows. They were from my real-life encounters with him. The first time I met him, and yes, he had that same molasses voice off camera and was just as sweet and deliberate, was when he was visiting Philadelphia to speak to a small kindergarten class. The evening before, when I was with him, he was contacted by Nightline and invited to appear on that night's show. Rogers politely but firmly declined. And when I asked him why, he said he owed it to those kindergarten kids to be as fresh and good as he could be. Another time, when Rogers was accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Television Critics Association, he stood before the country's TV critics, a tough room if ever there was one, and asked them to take a minute to think about the parents, teachers, and other friends and loved ones who had a major influence in getting them to where they were that day. Then he looked at his watch and told us, that he'd let us know when the minute was up. And then he stood there, not saying another word for a full 60 seconds. Before Rogers spoke again, you could hear the sound of silence and some sobbing. In that spirit, I'm going to do something similar when I get off the radio. I'm going to take some more time to think about what Fred Rogers asked us to think about that day. And though he would never have asked it himself, I'll take a moment to think about Fred Rogers, too.